This is episode number 21 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of April 14th, 2008. Coming up on this week's episode, we've got our latest distractions, gaming news. We're down one Canadian, so we may or may not do a feature. We don't know. New releases, listener email, and the itty-bitty question of the week.
Hello and welcome to episode number 21 of Interactive Distractions. My name is...
2-1.
2-1. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And we are without...
Wait, where's Jeff?
We're without Jeff Chorney today.
Oh, I thought his mute was just on.
Oh, well, that's a common theme for him, so you never know. But yeah, he's on vacation, so he's not here this week. We'll be missing him, I'm sure. And maybe. And but he'll be back next week, and so hopefully we'll be back to normal next week. But Jason and I are gonna give you a show, and hopefully you'll enjoy it anyway.
We haven't been normal in weeks. Like this I was out last week and stuff. And
yeah, you were out. We had Crystal on last week. Week before that, it was just a weird week. I think
anarchy. I tell ya.
Yeah, it is.
Anywho,
well, how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing a lot better than I was last week. I'll tell you that. Let me tell you guys, if you ever think about getting sick, don't do it, because it sucks. Especially
really?
If you're, like, puking and stuff. I kid you not. But if you do have to, if you do find yourself getting sick, eat peanut butter. Because I found that it tastes the same coming back up as it does going down, which I was pretty thankful for. It was rough, because, yeah, it was right after we got done playing Warhawk, you know, last Wednesday. And a couple hours later, I'm like, I don't feel so good. And then, yeah, minutes later, I was puking nasty
nice.
Stuff. It was actually a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's why.
Butter. Yeah, you weren't at work the next day, and I was like, I don't know where Jason is. I don't know why he's not here. And, you know, happy hour, we were talking about you, and I'm like, I hope he's okay. I don't know what's going on. So.
Well, yeah, I've got kind of something else going on, too, pancreatitis. That I've had many bouts with, but this wasn't in relation to it. So
thank God.
I'm good. I'm feeling good, though.
I've already had to see you struggle through one episode of that. I don't want to see you.
You saw me all drugged up.
Yeah.
You saw my pee bag, too. I had a catheter. And I was pointing out my pee bag to everyone.
I don't remember seeing that. I'm glad I didn't.
Really? I put it out to Steph. She's like, what's that? That's my pee.
Nice.
That was awesome. So how you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there, you know. Today I went to, got to go to EB, and I got my, I pre-ordered, Metal Gear Solid 4.
So
got
boy.
My beta invite.
Good, good.
So that's good. Last night, we went to see one of my buddies' brand new band that just,
Who's we?
You and I.
Oh, it's actually we. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because I dragged you, because I didn't have anybody to go with.
You're like, come on, Jason, please. I'm like, fine, I'll go.
And it turns out you had a lot more fun than I did. but yeah, my friend Zach, he has a band called Broken Red.
Yes.
And they did their first show last night, and I was incredibly impressed. So, listeners, they do have a MySpace page that has a few of their songs that are recorded in, like, I mean, it's not like a studio recording or anything, but, you know, myspace.com/brokenred. So go check them out. They're pretty good. And you know, guys, there's two chicks in the band, and they're both hot. So
they're both hot. I know.
Definitely go check them out.
Dude, we had, like, front row seating, too. It was
yeah,
nice.
We did.
So we had, like, you know, up close and personal action with, you know, said hot chicks. And they were melting our face and singing to us sweetly at the same time.
But, yeah, it was a great time. So
I got to grab the singer's ass.
Did you?
I did. It was
how many times did that happen?
Just once.
Oh, okay.
But it was a prolonged one, because I had to, like, take her down off the stage. And I felt bad later, and I had to tell my wife about it. She's like, it's okay, as long as you didn't sleep with her. Like, okay. Don't tell me that, because now it's, like, open season. I'm going to grab everyone's ass.
It's funny, because Crystal has, like, the same thing. It's like, I don't care if you flirt or whatever. I know you're coming home with me, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I wasn't really flirting. She was kind of flirting with me, though. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, she was. Quite.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well. Anyway, nobody wants to hear about our drunken antics.
I don't know. They might want to. But we'll
That's
move
a different
on.
Show. All right.
Well, besides what we've been doing the past couple of days, what's distracting you this week?
Games.
usually. Oh. That's a big thing. What have I been playing? A lot, actually, but large quantities of a small amount of titles. So, Warhawk, of course. That's been very successful. The whole Warhawk Wednesday.
Diva Bobbers
through VG Evo. I think we had like 20 people in the room at one point.
Really?
Last week. Yeah.
I didn't see that because I got booted again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. It was right after that, because you and I had that really good game where we were battling for first place left and right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was literally the best game I have ever had flying a Warhawk. Mm-hmm. And the game ends, and you and I are tied for the top spot. And then I'm like, oh, man, Jason, we tied. And then I see the next map loading, and it kicks me off.
Shit.
And I couldn't get back on. I was pissed.
Well, I didn't know what the hell was going on half the time, because somebody, I'm not naming any names, somebody was using their PSI for a friggin' mic, and it was on open all the time. So all the time.
Yeah, I apologize. That was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yes, it was. Don't act surprised. You know it was me. You fucker.
I didn't really want to call you out, but...
That's all right. I've already posted on VG Evo saying, it was me, I'm sorry. So,
No, we had a pretty good time, though, until Torgo showed up. Jackass.
Why is that?
The dude's got skills, man, and he had it out for me. This is like a noob-only thing, and here comes Torgo tromping around. Hi, Unistrike. And killing me, like, every 3 seconds. And I went, hi, Glenn. Ass. But nice. He didn't stick around too long. We apparently weren't much of a challenge for him, so... I think Savory Cade had it out for me, too. What the hell?
Yeah, Cade, we had both of the PS Nation podcast guys in there at one point. That was pretty cool.
Uh-huh. I think we got a little rivalry going on here.
Well, Cade was hunting for me, too, man.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, I don't know who it was, but, you know, because I started using ProFlight, and I've started getting pretty good at actually, like, evading missiles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know who it was, but as I was evading, someone locked on like 5 of these motherfuckers on me at once, and none of them hit me. And I swear I heard someone say, "What the fuck?" And I think it was Savory. I don't know, but I thought it was pretty funny because I was "Hey, I'm getting pretty good at this." So
yeah, it was tough to see who was talking, but Torgo I could pick out definitely.
Yeah, he's got a pretty distinct voice.
Yeah. All right. Well, aside from Warhawk. I did play a little bit of Rock Band. It's been a while. I'm a little rusty, and it was a little disappointing and frustrating because I'm just not anywhere near as good as I was, you know, like a month ago.
Are you rusty?
I'm rusty. I'm really rusty. And it pisses me off, too, because I take my drumming personally. So I'll get depressed and shit and throw my drumsticks. And I suck so bad. So instead of playing guitar, which I'm even worse at, and that didn't help at all.
Are you on medium on guitar or hard?
I'm kind of in between. Yeah, I was playing medium for a while, and I'm like, this is really boring. So I went up to hard, and then, you know, I got a spasm in my pinky, and I'm like, I suck. I can't do this guitar stuff.
So well, I've told you about my issue with guitar. Because I have no feeling in my pinky on my left hand.
Really?
Yeah. So I can't go any higher than hard, because... I end up fiddling my hand up and down the neck too much, and then all of a sudden my pinky will not be on one of the fret bars, and I can't tell. Because I'm sitting here just like pushing, and I'm pushing on the neck, but it feels the same as a button to me, so.
How do you lose feeling in your pinky? Did you have like some tragic accident when you were a kid?
No, I think I have like a pinched nerve or something in my in my elbow, and it's reaches down and it's my pinky finger. So.
Was it like a Dewey Cox type thing? Like, you know, when his brother died, he lost his sense of smell all of a sudden?
I don't know. I did not watch
that would be cool. I mean, you know, for a story or something. All right, games. Rock Band, played that. I'm done with it because it's depressing me. It suck. Puzzle Quest on the 360. That's really the only game that I've played on my 360. Am I a bad person?
Yes.
For playing just a casual game? Oh, I played a little bit of Mr. Driller, too. Got that, but the online is friggin' terrible. So.
I heard that. What's going on with it?
I have no idea what's going on with it other than it's borked. It doesn't work. I don't know. Huh. I can't connect or anything. It's just ridiculous.
Because there was a lot of VG Evoers excited about that game coming to Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm. I know I was. So I played a lot of it on the Dreamcast, and sadly it's not as good. It looks great. You know, playing offline is still fun, if not frustratingly hard. It's such a cute and you know, happy game, yet I get pissed off at the game more than most. Hmm. I don't know. Crisis Core, PSP, you've heard of that.
I have still played
a little bit of that. I only got like an hour or two further into it. I want to dedicate a lot more time to it. I'm excited to. But what's really been kind of distracting me is the Phantasy Star Collection.
Yay!
Japanese import on the PS2. Started playing that, part 4, actually. Just because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love all the characters in there. And I think it's the most balanced, I think, of like all the combat systems and whatnot. I had a lot of troubles with it, though, because I went through and I thought I was being smart, and I'm like, yeah, I don't need all these automatic settings. I'll just set everything to fucking manual.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I think I know where this is going.
So I played, you know, 2-3 hours in the game, and, you know, I hit start, save game, no big deal, turn it off, come back, and I don't have a save file. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Apparently, if you have it set to manual and save the game through normal means, it'll just save it to RAM. And if you turn it off, you're screwed.
Yeah, you don't save the actual system settings to the card.
Yeah, it says it's a system file. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't need to save my settings at all. I thought that's all that it was. But no, it's the whole fucking save file.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I lost a few hours on that, which sucks. But it's not bad because afterwards, you know, you just set it on very easy and you set the boost on, you know, where you can walk faster and whatnot and less enemy encounters and you breeze through it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a really cool way just to get through the game, the story missions, and it's neat. Mm. I'm very thankful that they included that.
Oh, man, it's a godsend. I'll get to it more when I talk about it, but go ahead.
Cool. On the PC, Steam had a sale on Prey. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a first-person shooter.
I have.
It's really kind of neat. There was a lot of buzz about it, and I think it kind of got, I don't know, I think BioShock came out shortly thereafter, and you know a lot of attention went to that. But Prey was did some cool stuff in the first-person shooter realm. You know, there was the portal technology, you know, the portal, you know, that's in Prey. You know, there's wall walking and stuff. So they added all kinds of neat elements to this game. It's a neat setting, but yeah, they sold it for $5 on Steam.
Wow.
I'm like, I can't pass it up. And it holds up. It looks really good. I think you can get it on 360 for like 10 or 20 bucks right now, too. Not bad.
I heard that it wasn't good on 360, though. I think I might be wrong about that.
See, that I don't know. I haven't played it on there. I imagine it's somewhat similar.
Well, it might be worth it for me to go and download it since I got a new computer.
Did you actually get it yet?
No, it's on its way. They said they shipped it on Friday, but I still need to get that new video card, too, so...
I'm so proud of you, Chris.
I know. It's about time, right?
This is exciting because now we can talk about PC games on the show.
Well, we can talk about PC games anyway. I just don't have the means to play them.
Well, I'd be talking to myself, though. What fun is that?
But you're used to that.
Because nobody listens to me. Let's see. Also on PC, I finally downloaded a fighting game called Melty Blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Japanese role-playing game, very much like Guilty Gear. Very detailed sprites and fluid motion animation and whatnot. Little emo goth Lolita for me, but it's a cool fighting system. But a lot of people have been talking about this. What got my interest in this is because Arcana Heart was coming out.
Ah, yes.
So I got a little bug and, you know, had to act out on it. But I still haven't picked up Arcana Heart, and I suck for that. But I heard somebody else got it. And hopefully
you're
going to tell me about it.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's my week.
Cool. Cool. Well, PS3, I've been playing Warhawk as well. Just the one day, though. I did finally accept your clan invite. Thank you. So I'm now a part of the VG Evo clan. Anyone who plays with us on Warhawk Wednesdays, I suggest that you head over to VG Evo and request entrance into the clan. Makes things a lot easier. Let's see, 360, I finally, 3 weeks it took, but I finally got Project Silphied.
Finally. Now you got that off of eBay, right?
I did, and I'm going to send out a warning to anyone who's listening that may buy games on eBay.
Okay.
Ultimate Video Game Connection. Do not order from them.
Really?
Yes.
Is this just because of the shipping thing, or?
Well, I'll give you the quick rundown of what happened. First of all, the first indication is like when their emails pop up in Gmail for me, it says Ultimate Video Game Con. And that's it. It's
it just kind of sets the tone, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is going to be great.
Nice.
But what happened is it was a buy now or best offer thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is 3 weeks ago. So I made an offer for $10 and shipping was $5 with an optional $1.30 insurance.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool. Optional. Well, mm-hmm. That's normal, you know, optional insurance. So I say, all right, $10. She accepts the bid and I get an invoice for $16.30.
Whoa.
And she tacked on the optional, quote unquote, insurance.
So sneaky.
I sent him an email, and I get no response. So like 5 days go by and I send him another email. I said, look, this is what I offered. This is what the shipping should be. I have, you know, I've already gotten screenshots and everything by this time. So I was like, please send me a new invoice for $15. You know, the fact that it's $1.30 is no big deal. You know, I don't give a crap about $1.30, but it's the principle of the matter. You know,
exactly.
You said that it was optional and that now you're trying to force it into me. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. You know, send me a new invoice. I'll happily pay as soon as I get the new invoice. The response I get is I typically, how did she word it? I typically require insurance, .. And that was it. That's all she said. And I sent her an email back and I was like, well, that may be so, but this auction specifically says optional. Mm-hmm. If it was required, I would have offered you $8.70 instead of $10. Right. So either send me a new invoice for $15 with $10 and $5 shipping, or feel free to accept my offer for $8.70 and required insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I didn't hear from her for a week. And I was like, oh, come on. So I sent another email and say, hey, I sent this to you a week ago. And she goes, I sent the email to you. I sent the new invoice, which was total bullshit because, you know, I checked the price I was supposed to pay on eBay before I sent her the message and it said $16.30. And I was like, all right. And she goes, I sent the new invoice like a few days ago and then she sent it again. And I paid for it, and it showed up. And so shipping took a week. And with all the crap that happened with this order, I actually videotaped me opening the package because I wanted to make sure that there was nothing, like, scandalous going on because I wanted to just, you know, make sure that the packaging was okay and all this crap. And, you know, game turned out okay, so that's enough of that. But ultimate video game connection. Warning,
do not order from them. No. Or offer or anything. How is the game though? That's mostly.
As for the game, it was worth the $15. It's the closest thing I've had to a Colony Wars experience since Colony Wars.
Good.
But it's kind of confusing. And the reason it is because there's no good radar system. Like the radar system sucks ass and you can't really see the enemy fighters until they're like less than a click away. But your targeting system can lock onto them when they're over 70 clicks away. So, you know, it's just,
but you can't fire from that.
You can't see them. So you never know what's around you or whatever like that. And, you know, the radar is not that good and not very detailed. It's like, there's little red dots, but they're really, really little and they're really, really hard to see. It's like, hey, look, I can see that, but I have a 57 inch screen. What about the guy who has like a 27 inch screen? I'm sure he's like, I don't see anybody. So,
I'm sure he sounds just like that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does too.
Like my grandpa. Yeah.
But it's, you know, overall it's kind of cool. I'm enjoying it. I'm about three missions in. There's a couple things that are just weird. Like, you know, you have primary objectives and then you have secondary objectives, but they don't tell you any of the secondary objectives, but then they rate you on how many secondary objectives you get.
But they're not clearly listed.
But they don't tell you anything about them.
Right.
I mean, at least not to that I've seen that's evident. So it's like the last mission I beat, somehow I got 2 out of 9 secondary objectives, and those are the only 2 that I've gotten in the 3 missions that I've done. So I don't know, but you know, visually it's pretty cool. When you add weapons to the ship, they actually show up on the ship when you're flying around. So that's cool. Control takes a little getting used to, but you know, overall it was, you know, it was worth $15.
Well, good,
can't complain too much.
Played
a little more Crisis Core on PSP.
Woohoo.
I'm still not that far into it. I just need to sit down and play it, and I haven't done that because of the next thing I'm going to talk about. But I'm at the point where I just fought Bahamut.
Cool.
So it's still pretty early on. Mm-hmm. But I'm having fun with it. It's a good game.
Oh, yeah, it is. So is the, I forgot, DMT or whatever the hell it's called, the slot system,
oh, the Buganista? DWM or DWN, yeah, something like that.
I don't know. The annoying slot system.
It is when it, and I talked about this last week when mm-hmm. you were gone, but sometimes it'll bring it up in the screen, you know, mm-hmm. it'll bring it up full size on the screen, and it's like, it's super dramatic when it does that, right? And the last right. slot is going and going and going, and all of a sudden a cutscene comes up, yeah. right? And it's a, and like the, this one incident that happened, Sephiroth showed up on both edges, on both sides. And then mm-hmm. the one in the middle was spinning, and it showed me a cutscene with Sephiroth. And then when it went back to the slot machine, it mm-hmm. didn't land on anything. And then it just went back to the action. It was like, thank you for
Weird.
Making a useless pause in the action. And
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, what really bugs me is like right before you're about to kill the last enemy, when that thing comes up, you know. And then it takes 10, 15 seconds for it to, you know, go through its shit. And then, you know, nothing happens, and then your sword finally slashes and kills the last enemy. It's like, then it's over.
Like, yeah, that's happened to me a couple times, that. Too. It's like you're about to start a limit break or something like that, but you were in the middle of attacking when it switched. Mm-hmm. So when it goes back, the attack that was paused hits, and then before your limit break goes off, it just dies?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of useless, but whatever. It's still a good game. I mean, we...
Yeah, it is.
Everyone needs to understand that we complain about this little issue, but the game is still fantastic. So, you know, if you have a PSP... Go out and get it.
Indeed. Especially if you're a Final Fantasy VII fan.
Especially if you're a Final Fantasy VII fan.
Mostly if you're a Final Fantasy. I'm like, it's just a huge like fan service game, so I don't know.
Yeah, it really is.
Is it for everyone? I don't know.
We get and for enjoy. Those that are Phantasy Star fans,
yeah.
they should definitely go out and get the Phantasy Star Collection. I played that most of the week. I mean, I honestly, from... I got it last Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, started playing it Saturday. And I didn't play anything else on any system until Wednesday when I played Warhawk.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was playing it like all weekend. Cool.
I actually started with Phantasy Star 2. And Phantasy Star 1 is incredible game, but I've already played it through 3 times, so I wanted mm-hmm. to just go ahead and do 2. And... The very easy mode is a godsend for that version, for that game, because Phantasy Star 2 was a huge grind.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very hard game. The dungeons were, you know, not necessarily obvious. Like in 4, so far anyway, in 4, because I haven't played 4 until Phantasy Star Collections that I've had, there's, you know, very obvious path. Mm-hmm. But in 2, you have these chutes, and they go all over the place. Yep. And without maps, you're going to be so completely lost, you're not going to mm-hmm. know what's going on. So, but very easy mode made that a much better experience, because I didn't have to grind literally until I was at the last boss.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it cuts down on, you know, enemy encounters, but also like, you know, doubles, triples, or even quadruples in some cases. Your experience that you get, so
yeah,
it'll keep the pace along with.
Exactly.
With everything. Mm-hmm.
And it quadruples in Phantasy Star 2, and I think in Phantasy Star 4 too, but I'm not sure about that.
Have not done the math.
Yeah.
Have not. You're right. Especially in Phantasy Star 2, it's helpful because the maps are so, wow, they're confusing. Yeah. But having this certainly encourages exploration.
Yeah. I actually had a map site that I used. I'll post that in the topic, you know, if anybody wants to use it. But it was very, very helpful. So I actually went through and finished Phantasy Star 2. And I still love that game, even though the last time I played it was when I was like 14 years old or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hold up nearly as well as 4 does.
Agreed.
Yeah. Phantasy Star 4 holds up very, very well.
Yeah.
And, so after I finished 2, I started 4, and I haven't really gotten that far, but you know, I had been playing it on Genesis Collection, and I have now passed the point where I was on the Genesis Collection.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly, it's because of the very easy mode and the boost.
Yep.
But when you told me about... Because you told me the other day that you were switching between easy and very easy because of the fact that the encounters are less.
Yeah.
In Phantasy Star 2, you still get a reasonable a number of encounters on very easy.
Okay.
But when I started playing four, I mean, there were times when I was running around for a minute or two and I didn't get attacked by anything. And I was like,
I've walked through entire dungeons. I mean, granted, they were only like two or three levels apiece, but, and not had a single encounter until the boss. And I'm like, okay, all right. This is nice that I'm able to cruise through, but you know what? I'm not getting any experience, you know, if I'm not fighting anything. So that's why I'd kind of flip flop back and forth.
Gotcha. But, to give you an idea of where I am, and to be honest with you, I don't give a crap about spoiling anything for the Phantasy Star games because this game came out like 15 years ago. So, I am at the meteor. You know the meteor that hits, and it's actually, you know, it's actually like a technological city inside.
Yep,
that's where I am. I just finished doing that.
Cool.
So I actually went back to the Hunter's Guild, and I wanted to mention this to you because I'm not sure if you did this or not, but there was I actually had my first hunt. That was in Mile.
Oh, and, really?
It was the dude with the sandworm ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Back when I first played it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not, you had, not this did you, time through. Did you do it this time through?
I'm not that far yet, Chris.
Oh, really? Okay. Really? Well, I got the mission and then came back before I went to the meteor. And I talked to the guy and I went and I fought this giant sandworm. And... you know, very easy was on. And the battle took me a long time, but I was at like level 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I killed this thing, Jason, it gave me 20,000 experience points.
It's friggin' amazing.
Everybody went up at least four levels. Oh, everybody. I had just gotten, I want to call her, Nay, but that's not it. It's Rika. The chick with the pointy ears.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten her, and she went up like seven levels.
Because you had just gotten her.
Yeah. Right, because she starts at level one.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I was like, well, hell, I don't need to level anymore. I started walking around and beating the crap out of everything. But yeah, good stuff. So yes, anyone who likes Phantasy Star, I highly, highly, highly suggest Phantasy Star Collection, the Japanese version.
Yeah.
It's worth going out and buying Swap Magic for and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the games are in English.
Yeah, there is a like a Genesis mode, as it were. There's like a system menu that you can pull up and you can play either the Mega Drive or the Genesis and a lot of the Phantasy Stars. Even the first one, you switch between, you know, what was it, the Master System and what was the Japanese equivalent?
Well, there was a Mega Drive version, but they had a different one on there, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But Savory brought up a good point because for Phantasy Star 1,
The
music.
The soundtrack. The music. The hardware was better in Japan, I guess.
Right. Well, they had like two different kinds of hardware. I don't know how it worked, but the music was significantly better on the Japanese version. Mm-hmm. And when you switch over to the American version, to the Genesis or to the Master System version, you don't have the option to use that remixed music.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's kind of crappy. So
there's no sense in that.
Yeah. But it's still definitely worth it. Go to PlayAsia, agreed. Buy it now. That's good.
Yeah, totally. What did we pay? Like, what is it, $30? Or is it 40?
I think it was like 27 plus shipping, so I think it was just over 30. It might have been 37 plus shipping, I don't remember, but
super cheap
either
for
way,
what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Of course, if you don't have the ability to import, you know, if you don't have Swap Magic, that's an added cost, but still.
Well, I got Swap Magic and my flip top for I think a total of $35.
Really?
Yeah. So,
good.
Yeah. Still worth it, I think.
Cool.
I did pick up Arcana Heart.
Yes. Tell me.
But I picked it up today, and I only played it for like 15, 20 minutes. But,
shit.
There's 11 different fighters that I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also 11 different Arcanas. And they advertise the fact that you can have 121 different character combinations.
Oh, jeez.
In reality, the only difference that I've seen is like there's a special move that you have. There's like light, medium, fierce, and then special.
Yep.
And the special is if you do like you can do a fireball with it and it'll throw a projectile or something like that. So the only difference is that I've seen so far because I've only used one character in like two or three different arcana, and it's different elements. Like the first one looked like a sonic boom from Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one that I used looked like a fireball. Not a fireball from Street Fighter, but it was a fireball.
Fireball.
Yeah. I will say this. The sprites look fantastic. The animation is really, really good.
Good.
I was a huge, huge jump from Neo Geo Battle Colosseum, because that was the last 2D fighter that I played on the PS2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's like, because, you know, you play that and it's like, this game is really good, but the graphics really suck. You know,
it doesn't hold up. Yeah, it reminded me a lot of Capcom Fighting Evolution. There's like inconsistency in between the characters. You know, some were animated way better than others. Like in, Fighting Evolution, they plucked the sprites from various games and kept the same quality. And it was just, it just looked like ass. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was a tangent.
That's all right. But this one looks very, very good. I wouldn't say it's quite at the level of Guilty Gear.
Okay.
But it's close. And the characters are they're interesting. You know, there's like the chick that I used was, she had these little bat wings and she had pigtails, and the pigtails, the way the hair was, is that like there was a little piece of hair that went up and made it look like horns on either side.
Cute.
And she was on rollerblades.
Cute.
Yeah. And she has like this sonic blade type kick that goes up in the air, and you can do it 3 times in a row. So you kick her up in the air, and then you kick her up in the air again, and then you shoot her across the screen with the third one. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So as I said, I haven't gotten a chance to play it very much, but if you're a 2D fighter fan, if you can get past the fact that the game is all chicks,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. Doesn't bother me any.
Neat.
But,
how much was it?
Yeah, that's my week. $30.
Not bad. All right.
Yeah, so it's not quite budget, but it's almost budget.
Mm-hmm.
So.
For just coming out, $30? Yeah, that's mostly budget.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I wonder if Jeff would like Arcana Hearts.
I don't
Probably not, because he's Canadian. That doesn't make any sense, but.
Well, he does 2D fighters, so he might.
Yeah, but these are all like cutesy anime chicks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he would complain about that.
Dude, with DEF CON, what are we going to do? Was there any news? I don't know what
I stepped in for Jeff. Just like I stepped in for you last week doing emails. I stepped in for Jeff, and I'm going to try and do some
pain?
News.
Did you have any Nobble mails?
You know what? I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but you have not fully experienced the pain.
Well, I'm going to step in for Jeff, and I'm going to attempt to do news.
All right, give it a shot.
So, you guys
can't do any worse, right?
Oh, nice.
Hey-o.
Well, I'm going to start off with a pretty cool story that I saw.
Do it.
And it's about Stephen King.
I've heard of that guy.
And I have I have much more respect for this man now.
Okay.
Because he is now defending video games.
Wow.
And he's talking about, basically, the bullshit legislation that came in Arizona, and he just went off on this thing. And I saw this on 1UP, and they had some quotes. Mm-hmm. So I actually want
to give me up to speed on the Arizona thing.
The
legislation.
I honestly have no idea about the legislation. I didn't look it up. I just saw that it was an Arizona legislation that made him, you know, go up in arms about it.
Okay.
And you know, I briefly looked over the 1UP story, and what really got me was the quotes that he said. And
okay,
I got to
cool.
read some of these because they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard about HB 1423, that's the legislation, I guess, I hit the roof. It would restrict or outright ban the sale of violent video games to anyone under the age of 18, which means, by the way, that 17-year-old who can get in to see Hostel Part 2 would be forbidden by law from buying or renting, one supposes, the violent but much less graphic Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And this is, I mean, it's funny, too, because the points that he makes in his quotes are like everything that that all of us have been talking about with this legislation for, you know, years.
Right.
Now, what does and doesn't have social merit is always an interesting position. Ah. Wow, I suck. Okay. It's always an interesting question. But what makes me crazy is when politicians take it upon themselves to play surrogate parents. Exactly. The results are that are usually disastrous, not to mention undemocratic.
True that.
Yeah, so he's goes off on them.
Good.
You know? And it's good stuff. But go check out the story. And, you know, there's some good quotes there from Stephen King. I got a lot more respect for this man now.
Good.
And he also talks about, you know, the fact that it's the parents' responsibility and it's, you know, the government shouldn't be involved and crap like that.
These are civil matters for the most part. You really should. I mean, it is absolutely 100% up to parents to, you know, govern their children's, you know, experiences in the world for the most part, you know. I can't stand it when the government steps in to try and tell us what's approved and what isn't approved.
Okay, so I gotta read one more because this one's awesome. And it's not about Arizona, but he says, could Massachusetts legislators find better ways to watch out for our kiddies? Man, I sure hope so, because there's a lot more to America's culture of violence than Resident Evil 4.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
I have much more respect for this man.
Good. I like moving him. On.
Yeah, yeah. Good
Thanks
writer.
For sticking up for us, man.
Yeah, he is. And I appreciate that. And we need sticking up for, apparently, with people like, you know, Frack Thompson and stuff like that. I don't know if you heard about this, but Microsoft is developing a Wiimote-style controller.
Really?
Yes.
So for all the bitching that Microsoft did about, you know, like from the sidelines, you know, how PS3 stole, you know, the Wiimote's thunder and stuff. They're going to hop in on the bandwagon. I gotcha. Okay.
Yep. Right. And it's weird, too, because they said it's been in development since, like, last summer. But they said they've been secretly working on it, but they've been running into some difficulty.
Okay.
And it's like, you're Microsoft. You have as much money in the world as you want to throw at this project, and you're having difficulties. But Rare apparently has a major stake in it, and it actually looks kind of like a Wiimote, but instead of like a D-pad, there's an analog stick, and there's two speakers on it, and instead of having two buttons, there's four.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's even like the back and the start button are there, like in the same spot as the plus and minus button on the Wiimote.
Okay,
so it's pretty bad, but I mean it's like. Rare is saying they're also working on a Mii-like avatar system that players can associate with their controller. They're going straight up copying directly from Nintendo.
That's and sad. No, it is. Don't do that.
It is. The biggest difference is that there's going to be no port for like attachments or anything like that. But apparently, it's going to work with the Vision Cam somehow.
Great! I can't friggin' wait. I don't get the point. I don't understand the market that they're. Are they just trying to go for the Nintendo market? You know, by
that's,
making something.
That's exactly what they're
similar?
Doing. They're trying to get third parties to port Wii games to the 360.
Hmm.
And it's like, why? Because all the third party stuff is the shovelware that nobody wants.
Yeah. It's not so, like you're going to get first party stuff over there.
Right. And that's all the stuff that's good on Wii anyway. So
mostly, yeah.
I don't know. That they sucks. They want another piece of the pie, but they said it's going to retail for $40 to $50. There you go.
No interest.
No interest here either.
Done. Moving on.
Speaking of 360, Rock Band has been dated and priced in Europe, and it's a timed 360 exclusive.
What?
Yeah,
they don't have it over there yet.
No, apparently not.
They're
not going to be happy, you know, with the pricing either.
Oh, really?
Well, it's said to release for 360 on May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to come out for the other three platforms later in the summer.
Okay.
Here's some of the pricing rundowns. You can't get a set with like the game and all the instruments.
What?
You can get the game separately for £50 or €70. £50 is $100. That's ridiculous.
What?
Yes. And it gets worse, too. They have an accessory pack of the guitar, the mic, and the drums. So basically what we got in our pack.
Mm-hmm.
And that is £129.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So total, it's over $350 for what we got for $170.
Yeah. Which is even on sale in a lot of places here. So you can get it for like $150, $160.
Yeah. And as much as I like Harmonix and what they're doing with Rock Band, they mm-hmm. came forward and tried to make some, you know, reasoning behind the whole pricing situation.
Okay.
And, you know, they talked about the fact that the reason that there's not a pack is because the peripherals are going to be made in China and the discs are going to be pressed in Europe.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, they, I don't know what the deal was with that, but apparently it made difficulties making a big pack. And then they talked about, you know, the value add tax, which I agree is a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they tack on 17.5% mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And, you know, it spikes all the prices of the games and stuff, but it's
considerably, apparently. Wow.
Yeah. And they also talked about, and I actually don't know about this. But it sounded like from what I read in their, on their post, they actually made a post on the Rock Band forums.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like whatever sales tax they have in like England or in Europe or whatever are included in the suggested retail price.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm not sure about that, but I'm sure that one of our UK listeners, Ravenblade or whoever, mm-hmm. will come forward and let us know.
Hopefully.
You know, I actually did the math, and even with including tax and, you know, putting on the 17.5 or whatever, the U.S. price still would have only been like 220. I mean, so Europeans are getting,
wow,
they're getting fucked big time.
Or buggered.
But they, yeah, they're getting buggered. There you go. I'll take with what I can get right now.
I do not envy them.
Well, one of our favorite 360 games was Mass Effect.
It was, and, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And they're bringing it out to for PC.
Looks kind of cool.
Yep, but they pushed it out to May 28th, apparently.
No!
They said they wanted a few more weeks to polish the game. Mm-hmm. But what they did also show off is the new HUD, which looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more options that are in the heads-up display.
Right.
But they also said that it will not include the 360's downloadable content, the Bring Down the Sky stuff.
Yeah. I suppose that makes 360 owners smile a little bit, or at least at ease for the most part. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're already up in arms about the HUD, but.
Mm. Yeah. But those that are going to buy it on PC, I mean, this mm-hmm. isn't going to stop them. Oh, no, you don't get another generic side quest.
Exactly.
That I paid $5 for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the HUD looks pretty.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, everything looks great on it. I don't know if I'm going to get it or not yet. They need to add more than just a HUD and you know, hotkeys before I get it.
I wanted to mention this and I forgot to, mm-hmm. but since we're on the topic of Mass Effect, I was talking to some guys on GLF and they were saying that you know how you can remember when I went through the second time, I was bitching about the fact that I switched over to veteran and started hardcore and I couldn't get the hardcore achievement and all that
yeah.
crap.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you start the game with your old character, and the first thing that you do when you have control is switch the difficulty,
mm-hmm.
then you can get that achievement at the end.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I
unless
can't
they're fucking
that.
Because that would be kind of funny, too.
But, yeah. But it's, you know, it might be enough for me to go back and play it one more time eventually.
Yeah.
I'll take my chick and switch her over to hardcore and try and go through and get level 60 and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Someday I'll go through it again. Someday.
Yeah, someday. Well, moving on to PSP, mm-hmm. there's a rumor that Little Big Planet's coming for PSP as well as PS3.
I like this rumor. Tell me more.
I do too. They said that Sony Studio Liverpool is doing it. They did things like Wipeout Pulse and Pure, and they also, they're working on Wipeout HD for PS3.
Sweet.
But the biggest question is, what about the level editing tools?
Which is a big concept of the game.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be weird to see how they would move that over to the handheld version. But either way, you know, there's going to be some sort of connectivity between the PSP and the PS3 versions.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
cool.
Well, if they do it, I probably would get it.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, because I'm very excited about the PS3 one. So hopefully, this rumor turns out to be true and they do something good with it.
I'm hoping it's just not a watered down version because that'll make me hesitate definitely. Granted, it's nice to have it portable and on the go and whatnot, but If they give me a benefit to having both, I'll look into it. Yeah. We shall see.
Yep, we will. Staying on the subject of PSP.
Okay.
Firmware 3.95 is coming.
Oh boy. What do we got now?
Not much really changing. You can now assign buttons for PS1 games when you're doing remote play.
Huh. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So when you're playing PS1 games via remote play, you can now assign buttons to however you want to do it. And apparently now you can decide whether or not you want to turn off the PS3 before you exit remote play.
Great.
Yeah.
This is a worthy addition to the firmware family for the PSP. I'm so glad. I'm sure it has nothing to do, you know, with security measures and
whatnot. Oh, not at all. Of course not. The main reason they said that was an issue is because if people start downloads and they want to leave the system on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, wasn't this an option anyway?
I thought so.
I thought it was too.
This looks like it's new. Maybe this is a bug fix. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Who knows?
I haven't done the whole PS1 game on PSP yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's actually something that may be happening on my end soon, just not for me.
Oh, really?
Because, Crystal's about to start playing Final Fantasy VI again.
Oh,
and
nice.
I told her that even if I'm playing something, she can still play that as long as I'm not playing the PS3. She can still play that using the PSP. And she's like, oh, cool. So,
sweet.
Might get to actually try that functionality out.
Hey. More news.
Let's see. More news. Speaking of firmware, we're getting 2.3 this week for the PS3.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it looks to be an incredible update. We're going to get lots of HD sound upgrades, which is good. They're going to give us the ability to use DTS HD audio output, which, you know, I don't have a receiver that does that. But
yeah, neither do I. But
I have to buy a new receiver soon because both of mine are shitting out on me.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
That's what killed Rock Band Night, Chris.
It did. It killed Rock Band Night. but it's weird because I have now figured out that the one that I have hooked up right now is fine if I'm running optical.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. I gotta figure that out. But lots of other stuff too. There's gonna be on the 17th we're also getting GT5 Prologue. We're gonna be getting the layer analog patch, so you can actually control the dragon with the analog stick.
That's big news. I'm sure Nabo is extremely excited about that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, you know how much he loved the six-axis control anyway, so I don't know if he's going to be really looking forward to that.
Well, now he's going to be like, now nobody has a reason to not like this crappy game. this might make it good. You've got Lair, right, Chris?
I do have Lair. And so actually, this might make me go back and beat it.
Yeah.
So
definitely
we'll
check it out. Definitely check it out.
I will check it out. You'll probably hear me talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to get all the Rock Band content that we've been missing. Including Still Alive, which is free.
Stay Alive.
Stay Alive. No, Still Alive.
Yes. Staying Alive.
No, that's not on Rackbind, and hopefully it won't be.
I hope so.
I think, I'm not sure, but Pixel Junk Monsters Encore?
What's that?
It's an add-on for Pixel Junk Monsters, and I know that Europe is getting it. I'm not sure if we're getting it, though.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, they're not getting Rock Band, so all right. All right,
they got to give them a break somewhere.
Yeah. Well, they did get like Pulse before we did. Bitches.
Yeah, they did.
What the hell?
They didn't get Pulse before us. And you know, if they'll probably stick with the trend, and they'll get Wipeout HD before us too.
Ooh,
that would hurt.
Ooh, shaky fist.
Let's see here. Lookout Unreal. The Crysis engine is being ported to PS3 and 360, and apparently it looks good.
Are you reading copy?
Am I reading copy?
Look out, Unreal. Here comes the Crysis engine.
Move over, leaner. Unreal Engine. Here comes something leaner. Anyway, the Crysis Engine 2 is being licensed to third parties.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it looks great. Harold Seeley is the business manager of the engine.
Okay.
And he said that he was surprised visually that it performed so well.
Good.
And then once it was done, the visual quality would be is almost, you know, the quality of high settings on PC, which is what he said.
I hope so. I hope someone can get in there and actually, you know, make the resources and requirements a little less. We shall see. So, I mean, it's a powerful friggin' engine, you know. Yeah, I mean, once I upgraded my PC, I was finally able to play it, and the game's amazing. But, you know, I had to upgrade my fucking PC in order to do it. Most people aren't, you know, aren't up there.
Yeah.
It's a limitation. Damn it. Not a standard.
So. Well, he also stated that the AI system is what the most challenging part of actually making the engine for PS3 and 360. Well, apparently, moving on, apparently there was a study done that says 49 million U.S. gamers buy used games.
You're killing the industry, you son of bitches.
Oh, yeah, killing the industry. You want to save money. But, yeah, they said that 28% of gamers are they purchase only new games.
Oh, really?
And then about 60% purchase both new and used, and then the only 3% purchased only used. So
I'm kind of on both sides. I buy both new and used. If it's a brand new game, I will buy it new. I will spend the extra $5 to make sure that the money's going to the right place.
Yeah.
Instead of in GameStop's, you know, deep pockets. If it's an older game and it's hard to get a hold of, you know, they probably don't have it new.
Right.
Or it's considerably cheaper, you know. Yeah, then I'll go used. But for the most part, I always try and buy new. Because the only people that are making money on a used sale is the store, not the actual company.
I do both new and used, and usually if it's a game I really want and, you know, I want it now, I go buy it new. If it's something that I really don't feel like I need to have right away, then I'll just wait, you know, and I'll get it used later or whatever. But, you know, it's not, I don't think it's hurting the industry as much as people think. Because, you know, a lot of the new game buyers out there, they go and they buy a game, and they play it, and they play it as fast as possible, and they beat it, and then they trade it in right away, and they buy another new game. So, you know, they're using
there's also a high percentage of people, obviously, that are just waiting, you know, for a used copy to come in, you know, so they can save themselves $5.
True.
You know, and then that money's not going to, you know, it's money that they would have spent anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think there's less of those than you think, though. You know, because I think a lot of people would think the way you do. It's like, why only, you know, buy used to save $5 when I can have the game now for $5 extra?
Adding to the list of you know, many idiotic things that I've heard at a GameStop from one of the employees, I ever heard one say that, you know, the reason why you want to buy used PS3 games is because they don't scratch.
What?
Yeah, seriously. The guy that he was talking to was like, so are they harder than diamond? And the other dude kind of laughs. He's like, oh, I guess they are if they don't scratch at all. But yeah, he was seriously trying to push and sell this guy on buying used over brand new. And it made my stomach kind of turn a little bit. And I'm like, oh, man.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to start a feature, man. Like, stupid things overheard at GameStop.
Are you kidding? We'd probably get more emails on that subject than any of them that we've done so far.
We should do that. I've often considered like doing a sting operation, like going in there with like a, you know, hidden microphone and just asking them questions to see what they say. Like which HDMI cable is better?
Today when I went into GameStop to pick up Arcana Heart and to pre-order MGS4, I heard that Soul Calibur 4, which is coming out on 360 and PS3, and 360 version is going to have Yoda, and PS3 version is going to have Darth Vader. 360 is going to have a downloadable Darth Vader, but PS3 is not getting a downloadable Yoda.
What?
I'm like,
okay,
sure, guy, whatever you say. This is like the teenage guy, the teenage kid that works at the one that I usually go to, and it's like,
yeah.
When he's there, I usually spend a lot less time there because it's just like, dude,
you're just trying
shut
to avoid
up.
Him, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I went and I pre-ordered Metal Gear Solid 4, and I couldn't believe it. I could not honestly believe it. You know, I'm like, I need to pre-order this, and he's like, which system do you need it on? And I just kind of my head went down, and I'm like, oh boy. And then I heard my wife actually say, you know, God bless her, and she's like, Isn't it only on the PS3?
It's I'm like, pretty I don't bad. Know.
Maybe they're getting it on the DS. Do you guys have it on the DS? And he looks and he's like, no. I'm like, I'd like it for the PS3, please.
It's pretty bad when your wife knows something more about a game than the guys at GameStop.
Yeah, and I'm like, shh, honey, don't embarrass him.
No, embarrass the hell out of him. He deserves it.
He doesn't know any better. Which system do you need it on? This is only, the biggest, PS3 title.
Ever.
Ever. And he's very informed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Let's see. Let's get this over with. I got one more.
All right.
And then we can go to break. The 360 got an update for the HD DVD player.
What?
Yeah. apparently it adds compatibility improvements for certain titles. Uh-huh. And, it adds additional support for network features.
What? It plays movies. What do you need to update on this?
I don't know. And it plays movies for a different format. We should probably throw that in there, too.
Well, why not? Sure. Well, Chris, you know what I think about that.
Oh, please tell me.
Who gives a shit? Hell yeah.
Okay, I have to say this, because 1UP had this at the bottom of the article. It says, not included with the update. Instructions on how to kick yourself in the ass if you bought the add-on when it was originally $200. I thought that was good stuff.
This whole deal with the add-on thing and just HD DVD players in general has been just amazing, because you see all these retailers that are like, okay, we're sorry. we'll buy them back from you.
Yeah, even Amazon's doing it now. Did you see that?
Amazon, yeah, Best Buy. Yeah. Who the hell else? It's just crazy. Crazy. Probably Circuit City too. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah.
But the company will actually, like the retailer will buy it back from you. It's not like you just get like a rebate or something from the company. It's unheard of.
Well, it shows some, I guess it shows some good faith on retailers that the people are going to go back and, spend more money on Blu-ray stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
It's a nice band-aid to get people back in the store and get them interested in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's a ploy, really. I don't think they have, honest, nice intentions. Sons of bitches.
It's all about the money.
I know.
Cool. Well, that's our news, man.
Hey, you didn't do too bad.
No?
No, not too bad.
I don't suck so bad? All right.
It's kind of weird not having Jeff here as a buffer, but I think we're doing okay.
Yeah?
We're all right.
All right, cool. There's not too much dead air, so that's not too bad.
We don't need Jeff. Yeah. He's Canadian.
Damn Canadian.
That's all I have. Damn it. I keep going back to the Canadian jokes.
Yeah, that's all right. We know that your arsenal isn't that large.
Yeah. I get by on what I got.
All right, cool. Well, let's take a break and come back.
Okay.
Let's see. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to have. So we'll just come back and we'll do stuff.
Yeah, we don't have time. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. So we'll come back and we'll talk more.
We'll just skip it. We'll just go on. Okay. All right, break time.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Yeah, shit. I didn't know what to do for a commercial this week, so there you go.
Hey, welcome back. Jason.
Yeah.
Jeff's not here, man. I don't know how we're going to do a feature or anything. Maybe we should just make it a short episode and go right to new releases or something.
I was thinking on the break, man. I felt bad about all the stuff that I said about Jeff. Like, about not needing him and stuff. I don't think that's true. I think we need him.
Well, yeah? Why is that?
Well, I'm kind of missing Jeff. I mean, he really is a good, choice for a third on the show. And
absolutely.
I don't think the show's as good without him, to be honest. And I'm missing him. So, on the break, I actually put together a series of clips.
You did?
Just to kind of remind us, that Jeff is ingrained deeply in the soul of this show.
Oh, this should be good. Only one of us does a DRX if we do it.
Yeah.
So what we can do is
stop the show. Ah, fuck.
Glenn, this is weekly, man.
I thought there was a mistake in the new releases because I didn't see one for the Wii. That's my mind at ease.
Speaking of Wii, guys, I hope you don't mind if we just take a quick break because I got to piss like a racehorse. I'll be right back.
All right, thanks for listening to the podcast.
All right, I'm back.
All right, cool.
Sorry, guys. I really had to go. It was ridiculous. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, and now Jason has got to figure out a place to edit that.
we got to figure out an open bottle policy or something and make sure you have an open, empty bottle.
Yeah,
I know. With you in podcasting to piss into.
Make sure it's in case. Least 32 ounces.
I was actually thinking about that, but I'm like, if one of my roots walked down at any moment, I was like, what's up?
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Not much, just pissing. No big deal.
I'm sorry, was this your water bottle? My bad.
That's not lemonade.
All right, let's go.
What were we talking about?
Has anybody ever done that to you? What? Like they put some apple juice and tried to get you to drink it?
I hope not. If they did, I had no idea.
I had some real fucking asshole friends
that you had, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I almost had someone give me a beer with piss in it, but then they told
purposely
me what to drink.
Was it Bud Light?
That's just how it is.
It was any American beer can substitute for that, so that's okay.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, not any American beer, any mass-produced American beer.
Yes.
Anything coming out of St. Louis or Milwaukee?
I'm working on a level 17 speech impediment today. Fuck, see?
You can't even talk while we're not recording.
I know. It's terrible.
Anyway, okay, Jeff, you ready?
No. That's a negative.
Earth to Jeff.
I thought I heard him come back in.
I thought I heard him come back too. What the hell?
Oh shit, I hit my mute button by accident. I'm gonna put that far away.
We're sitting here talking to ourselves like, are you back?
I am back.
What the fuck is going on?
Why are we having so much trouble today?
You know what's funny is usually I have like a couple of beers while I'm doing this. I just got my first one like just now. My roommate just got home, so whatever. I think that could be it.
I think so too, Jeff. You see, we haven't had any bloopers on this episode. So if not for Jeff, we wouldn't have all these wonderful, wonderful clips.
That's true.
The man that adds to the whole dynamic of the show.
That is
very
true.
I have further proof.
Hello, welcome to Interactive Distractions. This is Chris. I am also joined by Jeff and Jason.
We got to work on
it. All right.
Yeah.
We do.
And
all
right.
So let's establish this. If you go Jeff and Jason, we'll have Jeff say something, and then I'll say something.
Sounds good.
Should I say you guys one at a time?
Yeah, that might work.
That might actually be better. So I'm here with Jason. Say something with Jason.
Wow. All right. So, outtake. This is our outtake clip. All right. We're gonna cut this out. We're gonna save it for something like our 100th
like
episode. It's like these are our fuck ups. Fuck up show number one.
Remember the first one we did? That was hilarious.
And I was just messing around too. I'm like, because the way that it sounded in context, because Chris was talking like to the audience, and all of a sudden he's like, "So how you guys doing?" I'm like, "Are you talking to them or are you talking to us?"
Chris didn't like it. Pull the applause sign.
I still think you were fapping then.
Fuck.
All right, pausing for a minute. We're gonna try it again.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode 20 of Interactive Distractions. My name is Chris and I am here with Jeff Chorney. Jeff? I thought I was here with
Son of a bitch! Okay, I'm putting my mute button as far away as possible. I'm like, hey! Then silence, then Jeff, I'm like, hey!
Oh, I'm so glad that we get these on. I'm so glad we record these. All right, let's try this again.
Hold on, that's not the start?
We're not starting at 10 minutes. We're starting at 10:50. Hello, and welcome to another...
Now I fucked up. Thanks, Jeff. You fucked up everything.
Contagious. Now it's Crystal's turn.
There's going to be a lot of this tonight.
All right. We're going to try this one more time, and I don't give a shit if I fuck it up or not. We're keeping this one.
All right.
All right, Jason, whenever you're ready, just pick up with emails.
Pick up with emails. Well, you got to introduce the emails, so.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got emails.
All right, well, on to this week's listener email.
You might want to start that one again.
Let's try to do that again.
Oh, shit.
The numbers are not there for show. Just an off fuck it. We'll slap a 7 on the end of this text. What the hell? Can I do this one over?
Sure.
I'm editing it, so I don't know what the fuck. Alright, next. Perfect.
Okay. God. Oh my god.
Okay, we can do this. Okay.
We're almost done. Come on.
I know. Okay, let's go.
This is our retarded show.
We don't have time to record this week, so we're just going to throw together a bunch of shit.
We can do that the week I'm out of town.
All of our bloopers and throw in like 3 listener reviews. There you go, guys. Have fun.
That was your best show ever.
Probably would be. You guys didn't talk at all. That was what was great about it.
That stone dude was awesome. I can totally understand why he wanted a medium bag of chips.
Oh, shit. I used to work at a gas station, and some dude came in just fucking baked. I mean, this dude was in rough shape, and he kept walking up and down the aisles. I'm like, dude, can I help you? He's like, man, I need a medium bag of chips. You got little bags, and you got big bags, but I need a medium bag. I'm sorry, man. I can't help you.
Oh, that's
awesome. Grab the big bag. I'll take a handful. You take the rest.
Nice. I miss Jeff.
That one with his loud burp caught me off guard. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that.
He's great for breaking up intros, too, which is great, you know, because we'll frequently get bloopers like 3 seconds into, you know, the show.
Yeah, without
even
starting.
He keeps us on our toes. Let's hear some.
Oh, God. Hello, and welcome to the show that I forgot the name of.
Sign of things to come.
Oh, it's gonna be a long time. All right, let's try this one more time. One of you guys should host the show. Hello, welcome to Interactive Distractions. And I said
you Interactive. Interactive.
Internet
sounds action. Like some kind of freaking butt cream.
All right, we are
edit
having
number
a
one.
Start of the show. We have outtake number
We're
one.
We're 3 seconds in.
Hello, welcome to Interactive Distractions. We are back.
Sorry.
Jeff is laughing.
Sorry. Okay, I'm good.
Why are we having trouble? This is only the beginning.
Oh no.
Susan. Chill.
Alright. Go.
Should I say it differently this time so you won't laugh?
Yeah.
Maybe
get rid of the hello.
I want to do something different.
Well,
that's fine. Stick with it. I swear to God, I won't laugh. Go.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Interactive Distractions.
Fuck!
It's so hard. I'm covering up.
Okay, I'm going on mute until you're done your intro.
Oh, fuck. This isn't working. Alright, so my starting point went from 8 minutes to 10 minutes.
You can do the whole hello. That's fine. I'll be on mute. I can't laugh.
Hello there.
Okay.
Hello and welcome.
Yo.
Yo. All right, deep breaths.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is it. Mm-hmm. If we don't do it this time, I'm not doing it again. We're going to start it right now. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where's Jeff?
Sorry, my mute button is still on. I'm good. Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh my god. I didn't realize how bad you guys suck. Like, terribly.
Jason, you're not perfect either, man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, I got some clips of my own, buddy.
Ass. You didn't have time to edit these.
You want to bet? Really? I'm good, too. Watch this. Shit.
But if someone were to tell me that they were going to hold an award ceremony to honor the creative, hardworking, and talented individuals... I'm going to start this one over. Read, Jason. Talk me through it, guys.
You can do it. You can do this. Get in the
game.
It's all
you, Jason. You're the man.
Clutch. You can do it. All-star.
Go now. You're an all-star. Dick-a-dick-a-dick.
Oh, God.
But if someone wondered...
We're getting a great blooper reel today, I'm telling you. Episode 11, the bloopers show.
You know, I'm probably being a little too idealistic. We're talking about an industry that embraces the virtual slaughtering of hookers as viable forms of entertainment. And it is. I mean, the bitch certainly wasn't worth the $20. She used her teeth and likely gave me herpes. I want my fucking money back. But you can't really do that shit in the real world, can you? Right.
Oh, God.
We lost him.
Damn, guys.
But for an award show? Let's be serious about it and at least attempt to keep it about the games. Come on, Kid Rock? What does he have to do with anything? The fat guy with bitch tits bigger than my third grade teacher? Who the fuck is that guy? Once again, you've neglected the responsibility of being the one major televised award show for video games and turned it into nothing like... Or, fuck. Nothing like this show, for God's sake. God. This is high quality entertainment.
Oh, cock monkey.
What'd you
spilled
do?
My shit.
Already?
Yeah.
Let me get this out of my system.
I gotta pee.
I'm watching the Lunar Intro movie.
Why?
And now you are too.
All this evil still in my breath.
I hope you're recording.
I am.
Yay, J-pop.
Yeah, thanks for that, Chris.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
That's what I'm here for. I could have went without. Why'd you have to put the lunar shit in there?
Dude, that was classic. Are you kidding me?
That was like off the record.
That's great radio. That's what it is.
Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed our special bloopers dedication to Jeff. We're missing you, buddy. I hope you come back soon. I hope you're not drunk and dead. Or would you be drunk if you were dead? You could be so drunk you were dead. I hope you're having a good time down at Punta Land, whatever the hell you're at.
And don't be dead.
And please don't be dead.
That's important. Don't be dead.
But be drunk.
But be drunk. Drunk is important. Not dead, important.
Yes.
There we go.
Exactly. All right. We got that.
Well, we do have a few new releases for next week, so let's just run through them real quick.
Do it.
Let's see. For the Wii, Okami is coming out next week for the Wii.
Interesting.
Yes. I did actually hear on, I think, the One Up Yours podcast that the PS2 version is still superior for some odd reason. The control just is a lot more touchy or something with the Wiimote. But
a little more sensitive, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys need to play this game. It is fantastic.
Agreed.
So
it
if
is,
you don't have definitely. It for the PS2 already and you feel like playing it on the Wii, go and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Also for the Wii, Summer Sports Paradise Island.
What?
I did I did not bother to look anything up, so don't even ask. I'm not interested in that game. It's like summer sports, Paradise Island. I'm not sure what kind of sports you play on Paradise Island. I don't know. Maybe it's
volleyball.
Throw the coconut.
No, I saw a box for that. It had like me-esque characters on the front. It looked like shit. It looked like shit.
Wait, it's on the Wii and it looks like shit?
No. It is like Wii-style characters. I think it was on the DS, wasn't it? I don't know. Wait, what did you say?
It's on the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant that. I did.
That's okay. On to the DS. MLB 2K8 Fantasy All-Stars. Hey. I'm pretty sure that's a baseball game. Just making sure.
MLB?
Rondo of Swords. And... weren't you interested in this one? I thought I heard you. Yeah, it's an epic fantasy star, fantasy star. Gee, where's my mind right now? It's a fantasy strategy RPG for the DS, and it's by Atlas, they have a very good record for good games. So
they're near and dear to my heart.
Yes, I may actually check this one out. Or if you do, please let me know what you think.
Yeah, I'll be picking that one up.
Cool, good deal. Mm-hmm. High School Musical 2, Work It Out.
That one's mine, too.
Again, I didn't even bother to look up. Corey in the House. Now,
is it Corey in his house, maybe?
This one I had to look up.
Okay.
Because I was like, who the fuck is Corey, and why do I care that he's in his house? This is a game based on the Disney Channel show with the same name.
I love that show.
I quote, which chronicles the antics of Corey, the son of the official White House chef.
Wow, that sounds really
I'm so interested. Huh. Does he, like, grab steak and throw it at people? I mean...
We're going to have to expand our coverage to, you know, include the Disney Channel.
No.
Just so I can get in some Hannah Montana action.
No, we have Tears of Ash for that.
That's true. He's got his own cast now. He's doing his own thing.
That's right, he is.
That's fine.
I actually have not gotten a chance to listen to it yet. I need to, but... Because, you know, we were doing all the research for the outtakes and stuff, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, there was research for the outtakes? What are you talking about? We didn't just do that on the fly?
Oh, wait. The break? Yes, we totally did that on the fly.
You're spoiling the magic radio.
Totally did that on the fly. Okay.
No, their cast sounds pretty good. I'm not sure who the main figurehead is. I don't know what the hell his name is. I haven't heard of him before, but that's just because I'm new to the boards. Maybe I don't know. I have no clue. But it's Tears of Ash, Jared, formerly of, you know, another show that you guys might be familiar with. And, yeah, give it a listen. They cover
Jared's
more stuff
there?
Than... Yep, Jared's on there. Interesting.
What were you going to say? They cover what?
They cover more stuff than, you know, just video games, so...
Oh, okay, cool.
All kinds of geekdom and cover sports and stuff, and it's interesting. So, someone else has got a new cast coming out too. The Sal, Bitch Pig.
Yeah, I did listen to his. And,
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, they sounded pretty good. You know, they did he had a top five list on it at first,
which
is
very
good
cool.
Stuff. And he said that they're planning on doing a feature like thing, sort of like what we do. So I'm looking forward to hearing that because. You know, Bitch Pig is, he's one of our most loyal listeners, and, you know, we're a big fan of him, so.
He's a cool guy.
Yep, we will definitely listen.
All right.
So, we were talking about new releases before we went on to that tangent. And also coming out for the DS is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers in Time and Explorers of Darkness.
Ooh.
And this is it's an adventure RPG that actually stars... a Pokemon, and you can be one of any of the hundreds of Pokemon or whatever, and you explore all these randomly generated dungeons and stuff. So, you know, neat concept. Who knows?
Sounds like the adventure of a lifetime. I can't wait.
Oh, absolutely. That's pretty much it, except for PS3, which is getting Gran Turismo 5 Prologue.
Ooh.
Yes.
Neat.
And we knew that it was coming out for download this week, and the disc version should be out this week, too. So there
cool.
you go.
I can't wait to watch that.
Yes.
And not play it.
And not play it. I will wait until
it's
the actual
pretty.
Game comes out.
It's too pretty for me to play and too sim. It's, yeah. Preferred something a little more arcadey. Too technical.
The game is definitely gorgeous, I will say.
Yeah.
That.
It's very pretty.
Once they actually put in the damage modeling, which I heard they were going to do via download with Prologue, I might buy it then just to see how they did that. But as of now, I have no plans to buy Prologue. I am gonna buy Gran Turismo 5.
Cool.
I know that I think Samdu is planning on buying Prologue. So Samdu, let us know what you think of it.
Please do.
Cool, cool. Well, that is our new releases for the week.
All right, now we can move on to emails and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
We got that nasty business out of the way. I feel better. I feel cleansed.
You do.
I was feeling bad about teasing Jeff. But yeah, I'm back. Okay, all right. So, emails. We got a couple this week. We also got some voicemails. And I think we're going to start off with my most favorite voicemail ever, because it's very deep, actually.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, it gives a lot of good information. And you just feel good afterwards. This one's from Nabo.
Hello? Is this fucking thing on? It just fucking popped up when I clicked the link in the website. So it's Wednesday. We all got done playing Warhawk. And fucking deathmatch up the asshole. What the fuck is up with the controls in there? Game fucking... Why can't I just hook up my mouse and keyboard every fucking console game so I can enjoy it?
I don't know.
Why can't I just play a fucking flight sim like I used to play on the PC 20 fucking years ago? And why in the hell do I need two fucking joysticks to do the same goddamn thing? Or why in the fuck do I need a fucking L2 and R2 button to take what was the perfect control for X being the gas and circle being the brake? How you guys fucking like that game? It's a pile of shit. Controls are fucking horrible. There's 4 fucking maps and it's $40. Don't buy it.
Thank you, Navo. Well, the easy explanation here is to, you know what, stick to fucking PC games and quit playing consoles if it's that much of a problem. But I don't know. I don't know how to follow that up. It really makes you think, though.
There's more than 4 maps, though, isn't there?
I think so.
I think there's a lot more.
Or something.
I mean, we haven't played a lot of them because, yeah, you know, we just do a playlist, mm-hmm, and, you know, it randomly cycles between those maps. So we'll try and make a more diverse playlist for you next time, Nabo. But
in defense of Warhawk, it's not a highly technical game. It's more of an arcadey, you know.
Oh, very much so.
It's not a technical flight sim.
Not even close.
Sorry, it is
definitely an arcade game, and that's the way it needs to be played.
Yeah,
try Pro Flight controls; you might like them better
for the $40. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, you probably should try the Pro Flight as opposed to just the normal stuff.
Or you liked it in layer, you could put it on six axis.
Exactly.
There you go. Then you don't have to worry about the stick at all. That's an option.
I don't think we're going to convert him. What's funny is, though, he's there. He has been, you know, the past couple weeks, and he's adamant about it. Of course, I think it's funny that he's like trying to change the night and everything to accommodate, you know, him when he doesn't even want to fucking play it. So.
That's all right. I'm sure he'll get over it and he'll start playing and it'll be fine.
I hope so.
Keep practicing. I've only had like 10 hours of experience at most, and you know, I'm getting a little better. So,
All right, I've got an email actually from someone called Figure in the Shadows, otherwise known as Fitz.
Does this person know that we think we know who he is?
I don't think they know.
Okay.
That we know. That they know that we know.
Okay.
Your previous episode entitled Chicks in Gaming Volume 1 seemed pretty redundant. The topic can easily be summed up by just saying women in gaming is positive as long as they are portrayed properly. What would be a better interest, and what I hope you focus on in Volume 2, is the women who play, develop, and review games. I think limiting it to characters overall are overly narrow and allows for only one viewpoint. If she is back, I would like to ask Crystal if she finds herself playing games differently than the way Shino would play a game. Is there actually a difference, or is the stereotype of puzzle games on the Wii and DS true? Thank you for the podcast. I'll be watching. Or listening. Sincerely, the Figure in the Shadows. Take it away, Chris.
Okay, well, it's good. Constructive criticism. You know, we did focus on one particular area because it wasn't really us focusing on it. It's just that, you know, we try and make the feature something that we have the listeners involved in as much as possible. So when we do it, we read, you know, if we get an email, unless we are overflowed, which has, like, happened once, I think, or we get one that really sucks. We try and read them all on the podcast. And, you know, some of them touch on the same thing, so we yep. may end up reiterating the same thing. But
exactly. When you open the floor to discussion like that, there's a very good chance you might get the same stuff from everyone.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's something that, you know, I think if we try and remove redundancy, then less people get their emails read, and I'm not sure if I want to do that. Mm-hmm. If we get to the point where we're getting hundreds of emails a week or something like that, then right. yeah, then we'll get to that point. But, you know, right now we get a good handful of emails from you guys, and mm-hmm. and you know, we want to let you know that we care about the fact that you're sending in those questions, the answer to the question of the week, and you know, we're going to give you props for it. So there you go.
As far as, you know, volume 2, 3, 4, 5 is concerned, I don't know if we'll actually get that far, but. I know you'd like to have chicks on that develop games and review games, but personally, I don't know many, and we don't exactly have a lot of clout to, you know, start putting our feelers out in the industry for
yeah. And open mic, I mean, that's something that if you really want that to happen, mm-hmm. I mean, listeners, you guys have the ability to help us do that. You just mm-hmm. gotta get the word out about our podcast to more people. I mean, right. we have a pretty good number of listeners now, especially for only being 20-21 episodes in. We're doing pretty well, but you know, it's you guys, word of mouth is the best way to advertise.
Definitely.
And you know, that you guys getting the word out, digging the podcast, that kind of thing, I mean, that'll help us a lot, and we'll be able to get more interesting guests on the show, and believe me, I've been trying, man, but you know, when you're a small podcast just starting out, you know, no one wants to talk to you. They want to talk to the big names.
We get snubbed a lot.
Yeah, they take that. I mean, I always put in like the line at the end. I'm hoping that you'll do this as like a fan service thing. You know, we're big fans of you, and we want you to be on our podcast. And you know, that hasn't worked either. So we are trying, but you guys can definitely help us out. So there you go.
Cool. All right. I was going to say something else on this too. I think for future episodes, I think we're still going to be sticking with, you know, just gamer chicks, you know, chicks that play games, but we'll probably focus on ones that focus in different areas. You know, maybe, you know, a chick that does just focus on, you know, puzzle games, you know, for the Wii or the DS, or maybe ones that's like into old school RPGs. So yeah. We'll try and shake it up a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe
and
if
it's
we can
not
find
gonna
a crazy
be...
chick that's into first person shooters or something. I don't know.
Exactly. And
we just want to show that we know lots of gamer chicks, basically.
They are out there, and they do enjoy gaming. That's kind of the idea. I mean, it's just it gives you guys another voice, and that was the idea behind mm-hmm. the Chicks in Gaming that we're doing. And you know, we wanted to give it a test run, and most of the feedback has been positive from what I'm hearing from people. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna try and do it again. It's just gonna be whenever we get a topic that we feel like a chick could interject on and do well with it. You know, mm-hmm. we'll go from there.
Indeed, we will. All right. Moving along, we have another voicemail. This is like two voicemails, one show. What the hell?
Wow, that's impressive.
This one's a long one, though. This one's from Ricky. It's not a simple, hey, how's it going? It's an actual kind of review.
Oh, yeah, he actually sent this in last week, like the day that we did the podcast, and I didn't have time to grab it. So I'm glad mm-hmm. you got a chance to grab it.
Got it now. Here it comes.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
I'm calling because I've been playing Dark Sector. And I wanted to share with you guys how cool this game is. So, the cool part of the game would be the glaive, which is that little crawl throwing star thingy.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
An awesome weapon, and it's very, very cool to control it and kill all the enemies that you see and all that stuff, and it actually used to solve some puzzles at times too. So gore, there's a lot of gore in this game, a lot of blood and guts, arms flying off, heads flying off,
sweet
legs flying off, anything. There's a lot of this stuff. Also the story is really good. It's really engaging. It's a little bit vague in the beginning, which might turn some people off the game, but it's a good story as it develops more and more, and it's, like I said, it's really engaging. The environment, it's really nice environment. Graphics are really nice. It has a Resident Evil-esque theme going on. It's really dark. The sound effects are really good. The music, it's really, it suits the game and the environment, and it's always kind of dark, so it's, the lighting, it's really good as well. The weapons are another thing of the game that are really good. You can upgrade some weapons and buy some weapons, but it also offers a strategy to the game, because weapons that you pick up in the game from enemies, you can't use them all the time. You have a certain time limit to use them, which has this little strategy to the game, which how long, you know, you can use a certain weapon for, and all that stuff, which is really cool. Okay, not cool. Stuff that's not cool for this game, control scheme. It's very Gears of War. It's almost the same control scheme as Gears of War, which for this kind of game, it doesn't take that long to get used to it, but it's something that could have been done better. I think you could have used more freedom controlling the character in this game and in the environment. The dying sound effects from enemies can get annoying after a while because they're loud and they're constant.
It's like the Wilhelm scream of each one.
All the time, and it's just annoying as hell. Missing UI elements that the game doesn't have also, which is not cool. Some skills, let's say skills that Hayden gets, recharge and you don't have like a recharge bar or anything like that. So you don't know when they're ready.
That sucks.
You don't know how much time you have left before they're ready.
Wow.
There's this skill, it's kind of like a shield that it requires a timing before you can use it again, and the only way that you know that it's ready is because Hayden has this little light in his arm that lights up, which is kind of cool, but sometimes if you need it and it's not ready, then it's kind of sucks because you don't know how much time you got left before you can use it.
Yeah, like it's not real obvious.
So, for my opinion, it's definitely goodbye if you want to buy it. If not, definitely give it a rent. It's a great game, and I am enjoying it really. So I bet you guys would too. So,
hope so. You go. Awesome.
Cool. Very cool.
Ricky, thank you. Very cool. I totally hear that a lot, the whole Gears of War thing, that it's that it's a carbon copy as far as the combat system is concerned. I was listening to, or actually watching, the Totally Rad Show. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not. It's kind of actually, I think you've mentioned it to me before. I haven't watched it, though.
It's interesting, but no, they go into pretty good detail with the game. It's nice that you get three different perspectives, but all three of them were very much like, you know, this is Gears 4, maybe not as good as far as combat system, cover, and whatnot.
But right.
It looks very
glaive,
interesting.
But the glaive, man, that glaive.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
That's what really has me interested in this game. I have to say, though, I'm surprised that they would not... Well, I guess I'm really not surprised that they would do that. It depends on the power-up, really, that they would not, you know, tell you how long you have to wait before it's ready again.
Right.
I'd have to see that
in action. I don't know. Yeah. It may have been a style choice.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, to try and keep the, you know, the HUD very limited, you know, I don't know. It's tough to say. I think it's cool that, you know, and he mentioned it too, that, you know, when it's recharged, then a light will kind of light up on his arm. Showing you that. Interesting.
Well, it's definitely a game I'm going to check out. So
it's in my GameFly queue. I'm waiting for it.
Cool.
I'll let you guys know.
Good stuff.
All right. What do we got? Hey, Batman. Bitch Pig here. You know I love the cast. I don't need to inflate your egos anymore.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. We'll take it. So here you go with another email to help fill the gaping hole of no question of the week. Okay, I'm sure you're planning on filling it with something else, but no matter, I will still babble. Okay, maybe not babble, but question. What do you guys think of the free-to-play, free-to-download, microtransaction style of game? I know it's extremely popular in Asia, but is it a viable option for the future to base our game lives around microtransactions? Is there a comfortable spot where paying a bit for an item seems reasonable? Do you guys think that there's a market for this in the West? And you know what, Chris? I like this question an awful lot, and I think we can talk about it quite a bit. So if you don't mind, I'd like to make it our question of the week next week.
I like the question, too, and I think that's a great idea.
Let's do that.
We will do that. So, the new question of the week for next week is, what do you think of microtransactions in games? He brings up a scenario that should probably be visited by you guys. So, free-to-play, but microtransactions to get power-ups and things like that. And there's a lot of games out there like that, so keep that in mind.
Yep.
And you can send us the answer to the question of the week at email@interactivedistractions.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get us on our new voicemail line, which we got two voicemails this week. That was exciting. So
yeah.
That number is 818-528-GAME. It's 818-528-4263.
All capital letters.
You're also welcome to send us an MP3 directly through our email if you want to do a voicemail but don't want to, you want to try and get a better quality or something like that. Feel free to do that. You can get us on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Thank you very much. Sweet. Google Talk, we're at interactivedistractions@gmail.com, so lots of ways to contact us. So do so.
Many, many ways. Please do so.
Yes. I'm also going to remind that you can get us on. You can find us at the VG Evo forums.
Mm-hmm.
So go to vgevo.com and check us out. I'm usually in the chat box most of the day because I have it like in the background. So when I'm waiting for shit to happen on work, while doing work, then I can go over and chat real quick about games.
Or if he's just not working,
Which is the more likely scenario, I think.
Does anybody from work listen? I forget.
John, but he's not part of Bad Team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if he's listening, he's going to be pissed about that, but that's okay. Also, Warhawk Wednesday. Make sure you join us for Warhawk Wednesday. We had a great turnout this last week, and it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
People are getting used to it again, and I'll tell you what, man. I was happy with the way I played this past Wednesday, so I'm looking forward to... I think we can erase the noobs only thing and say, everyone come out and play.
Fuck that. That's like an open invite for Torgo to come back in and humiliate me. Screw that.
Well, as long as he's humiliating me, what do I care?
Funny stuff. No, I was feeling pretty good about myself for a little while, till the embarrassment and SmackDown came. But
that's all right.
I'm not bitter at all. Really.
not a bit. Not one little bit.
All right.
Cool. Well, to repeat, the question of the week is, how do you feel about microtransactions?
Mm-hmm. Covers a wide range.
It does. Let us know. There's lots of different ways to do microtransactions.
Yep. So, yes, and Scott mentioned that, he was kind of focusing on, free-to-play, free-to-download, but this also, rolls into, the marketplace, downloading avatars and themes and junk like that.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you, Bitch Pig.
Thank you. All right.
Well, cool, Jason. How do you think we did without Jeff, man?
We failed miserably.
Yeah, it's not the same show without the Canadian.
I agree.
It just doesn't work as well. Well, I don't know. You guys tell us. Send us an email and tell us what you thought about the show. Don't tell us you don't want Jeff on the show because we're not going to listen to you. So there you go.
We're the best show ever. I hate that fucking Canadian.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening, and please write in, answer the question of the week, send us your comments. And I am Chris Riccio, and for Jason A. Stryker,
that's me.
We will talk to you guys next week.
That we will. All right.
Bye.
Bye.